So then today I would like to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, continue on from yesterday, and see what the Lord would have for us here today. And so much wisdom here in these chapters. Of course, there is in all of Scripture, but Paul is writing to a very needy church, a church that was richly gifted in many areas, and yet they also had areas where they were lacking and needed spiritual grace. And he says in chapter 2, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God, but determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." An amazing statement that he makes, that he determined that he would preach Jesus Christ and him crucified, that he died for our sins. He died to redeem us from a useless life. He died to redeem us from death. And then he says, "I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling." That also is a profound statement that Paul wasn't always just this bold person full of confidence, but that he also, because he knew that this is back when they were just coming to the faith, and he knew the culture, he knew the desperate needs there, and I believe he felt his own weakness, and he just simply proclaimed the message of the cross, Jesus Christ and him crucified, not with persuasive words of human wisdom, as he goes on to say here, but he demonstrated the power of the Holy Spirit. Demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that their faith would not rest on human wisdom, but in the power of God. Talks about what the Spirit reveals to our spirit, and that no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God, which the Spirit of God then reveals to us, at least in part. That is how we come to know God, is by His Spirit. Otherwise, by human reasoning and logic, he is not to be found. It's unsearchable. In verse 13, he again refers to man's wisdom. And he says, "These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." And I think we live in a time where there is so much human reasoning and wisdom around us that I fear that there is a great danger that we become carried away with teachers, with messages from teachers of psychology, and there is so much around, so much of that around human wisdom and understanding how the mind works and how they their abilities to lift people out of their discouragement by self-motivation, that there is a great danger that the message of the cross, the message of Jesus Christ and Him crucified, is ignored and rejected. So my encouragement for us today is that we do not neglect the message of Jesus Christ and Him crucified, that He died for us and that He redeems us. The Spirit of God renews our minds. And that it is in Jesus Christ that we are healed of our wounds. The wounds of sin, the wounds of emotional pain and hurts that I will, Lord willing, share a little bit more on some of my what I've been seeing in the Word lately, what the Lord's been showing me. So I did, don't depend on my wisdom or any other man's wisdom, but seek the wisdom that is from above, that James writes is peaceable and is easily entreated. We just turn to that passage right now, if I can find it. Okay. I know it's somewhere in James, but my mind is drawing a blank here as to which chapter it's in right at the moment. So we'll have to leave that for now and get that another day. But back to Corinthians, the second chapter, that Paul is referring back to when he first arrived there. He was there for, I believe, a year and a half, preaching to them, and many were converted. But he said, these things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches. So he did not rely on convincing words or fancy arguments or a logic to try and persuade them, but the simple message of Jesus Christ being crucified. Hallelujah. That's the message that we need today. Jesus Christ, Him crucified, died and was raised, resurrected from the dead again. So may the Lord bless your day, and we'll continue to look at this, Lord willing. Have a blessed day.